Previously on View from the Top Rope.
I didn't get the facts. I only accept memos by fax, that's why.
You don't even have a fax machine.
Oh, I do. It's in the closet.
Just like you. Your job isn't that hard.
Oh, shut up.
Last week I learned how the sausage was made. Now I'm going to make sausage. I thought, just to be nice, Chad needs a refresher. I think that he can take the next week off. Hell, take 2 weeks off, man. You just need a break.
You know what? I'm fine with that. I will take the next 2 weeks off.
This whole bunch of job, and I can do it so much better than you.
You cannot do my job better than I can.
I sure could.
I have shown you how to do this twice.
And I know how the sausage is made.
I swear to God, stop saying you know how the sausage is made. You think you know how the sausage? Fine. You want to do the show next week? You want to run this whole, the whole sausage, if you will? Because I am so sick of you saying that stupid phrase. You can run the sausage next week.
Welcome to View from the Top Rope. And that's right, there's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Diesel. And, of course, we're always here in Zeus's dojo. Hoi.
Hoi.
And I'm joined by one good brother, and it's not the good brother that I'm usually joined by when it's just a two-man booth, if you will. I'm joined by JR.
What's up, buddy?
I don't know, it's kind of weird not having Chad here.
It really is, and yeah, it's real weird.
It's a lot quieter, to be honest with you.
Seriously, that guy's voice, like, echoes.
Yeah, he'd probably be like at least 10 beers in already.
Oh, yeah, he would.
So, I mean, we should start the show like we always do. Just because Chad's not here doesn't mean we have to go totally off. Whatever. I can't think of words because I will steal a line from Chad. Words are hard. But we start off usually with, how was your week? And how was your week, JR?
Not too bad. I didn't do a whole lot, to be honest with you. Didn't feel the best earlier this week. And then Packers lost. I lost my fantasy game. You know, just the normal things that always happen around here.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my week, I lost my fantasy game, too, by 1 point.
Yeah, I saw that, buddy. It's no good.
And, yeah, so that's no fun. And then I've also had to do some uploads for the Visionaries Wrestling Network because I'm taking control of Chad's life, pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I sent him on vacation, and I can't believe that little whatever you want to call him, went.
I know, that bastard.
What is he doing, man? If it were me, I would be here no matter what. I'd be like Bobby the Brain Heenan on the very first episode of Raw. I'd be getting in that Manhattan Center.
That's right.
But no, Chad actually went, he went out of the country.
Yeah.
That's how far he wanted to get away from us.
What the hell's the name of that city?
Punta Cana or something?
Something
or
like that.
I think that's, I don't know.
We're too American to be trying to do that, dude.
Yeah, well, Chad's a traitor, and he left America, and he ruined his 70-episode streak.
Yeah, he did. He's the only one that never missed an episode.
And now he can't say that.
Now he can't say that.
And now I don't know if we're even going to let him back on the show.
We might as well not.
We're still going to do it in Zeus's dojo.
Yes, we are, regardless of whether he's here or not.
But other than that, I mean, my week, like I said, I've been uploading podcasts, so I'm doing Chad's job here, which is definitely not that hard. I mean, if you can hear us, then
it's
I'm
not
doing
that hard.
A good job.
Yeah.
And I had a little special planned for the intro, so if it's behind the scenes, things didn't go as planned. So I haven't messed around with the intro yet, so if it's behind the scenes, then I hope it was good.
Right.
But other than that, yeah, the Packers lost. Tried to catch them on Ring of Honor, but I don't know, I just kind of wrestle out.
Yeah, there's so much, man. It's like by the time you get to other stuff, you're like, man, there's other stuff that you can watch. There's comedies and TV shows and other stuff that pique your interest, not all just wrestling, you know.
Yeah, but I really did enjoy SmackDown this week.
Me too, it was really good. I thought it was by far the best thing that happened all week if you count Crown Jewel and Raw.
And oh, by far, really Crown Jewel was not very good.
No.
We both did end up watching it, and I don't know if Chad watched it.
I don't think he did, because I saw him on Sunday before he left, and he said he just hadn't watched it yet. So.
After I watched it, I told him it's not worth watching.
I told him not to bother at all.
I mean, I can't believe that they made a whole WrestleMania set and spent, like, a year's worth of pyro just at the beginning for Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, dude, everybody had giant pyro. Everybody. Why can't they do some... You don't even have to have it that ginormous all the time, but it can't... I don't know, man. I miss it.
I do, too, and it really adds to the product.
It really does.
I mean, so other than that, I haven't done anything this week, so...
No, man.
It's getting cold. Back to the bitter Wisconsin coldness.
I'm not ready, man. Four or five months of it.
I'm not ready, but ready or not, here it comes.
Yeah, you can't really do anything about it. That's about it.
Only a couple weeks from Thanksgiving.
It's coming up fast, man.
We're a week from Sunday of Survivor Series. How did that happen?
I know. A two-week turnover. That's crazy.
Also, I mean, that's our week, so might as well move on to Chad's favorite segment. This segment's only okay in my book, but whatever. Chad likes it, so it's in the show. So, Chad's favorite segment is... T-shirt time!
All right. Well, this week I'm rocking my Right Hand of Destruction Samoa Joe shirt. And it's just black and white basic, but I really like it. And on the back, it's just got the SJ with the star around it symbol. That's about it. But it's... I got it for like $8, I think. Because when, you know, when they go on, yeah, like, on clearance, you can't beat that, dude.
That's a deal. Yeah, but I see you didn't get the memo once again this week because you're not wearing your View from the Top Rope shirt.
Dude, I don't think about things, man. Everything just...
I'm wearing my View from the Top Rope shirt because I sent out the memo and I made it a rule. When I'm in charge, you got to be in your uniform, but I let it slide because Chad's not here and we're kind of celebrating that fact.
Yeah, so. We kind of are. Cheers, buddy.
But maybe it got stuck in Chad's fax machine that's locked in his closet.
I wouldn't be surprised. I must have choked on my beer right there. Oh, man, I don't know.
So, I mean, no, Chad's not here to tell us his T-shirt. I did see his T-shirt from earlier.
What was he wearing?
It was yellow. If I go on Snapchat, I'm sure I can see it again.
It's not his GTS one, though, because you can't find that one.
No, that was a good one.
That was a good one. I like that one a lot with the lightning bolt on it.
Let's see what we got here.
I don't know if it was as good as his Rated R Superstar one. I like that one a lot.
Look, it's Chad.
I am in the Dominican Republic right now.
He's in the Dominican Republic.
And if you look around... Freaking gorgeous!
It looks like it's
freaking gorgeous! I'm sitting on my patio right now, smoking a cigarite.
He, in fact,
just got back from a swivel bar. It was great. And I'm currently drinking a scotch and a seven. Well, free. For me. Because I already paid for it. It's all inclusive. It's been a great time so far. Can't wait to show you guys some more pictures coming up. But yeah, love you all. Hope you're having a good time.
Well, that was not planned.
No, it wasn't planned. I liked it, though.
It worked out really well. He's wearing his yellow Elite shirt.
Yeah, just yellow with a block around it that says Elite in white.
And I told you it was yellow. So I was right.
Yeah, you were.
So now we know what Chad's T-shirt is for the day.
Yep.
Now we got to move on to... Was this ever one of Chad's favorite segments? I don't remember.
We're made changes it every week, man.
It's an important segment, though, because it's VWN News. Okay, so, as always, I'm going to start out with revisionist booking. And this one's an easy one. I don't even need to go into my message. Yeah. It's an oldie. It's a good oldie. Sticking to the Survivor Series theme. And this week's is Survivor Series 1997, the Montreal Screwjob.
Yeah, we never usually look up the card at all. And we're like, it could be this, could be that. But this one you don't really need to know because it's the Montreal Screwjob. But it also Stone Cold Owen Hart in a rematch, which is a good match too. Which gets overshadowed just because of the, you know, because of the screw job. But I think that's a good one to revisionist book, though.
I really like that they're doing Survivor Series. I mean, it makes sense because it's that
it
time
does.
Of year.
It does.
And there's been a ton of them, so you can cover a bunch of them. Yep. So make sure you check out revisionist booking this week and next Wednesday. And if you want to check out this week's episode, they did Survivor Series 2004.
Yep, sure did.
Moving on to our next show on... Visionaries Wrestling Network. We got the Mad Attack podcast. And this week, Mad Attack Survivor Series Prediction Podcast will be dropping next week with Matt being joined by his Good Cop, Bad Cop co-host, Graham Bagshaw, and the owner of Wolf Run Pro Wrestling, James Vukmurovic.
Yeah,
Vukmurovic. Yeah, this time they gave me phonetics.
Nice.
And I still probably said it wrong.
Yeah, probably.
Can Matt get back to winning ways? His winning ways after losing Evolution predictions to Mason again and drawing with his nephew Ben at Crown Jewel? Also dropping this coming Saturday is Matt's new podcast, a fortnightly show where Matt and his mate, Alex, talk about, rant about, and review video games. This week, they're talking about Telltale's The Walking Dead Season 4, and Episode 2 will be Fallout 76. Be aware, this podcast is not a PG broadcast.
Nice. Hey, here's a quick sidebar. What's fortnightly? Is that like 2 weeks? We're not British or UK people, so I'm not really sure.
I thought it was because they're the game's Fortnite, and I know it means something else, but I thought it was just clever wordplay.
I think he meant it's a fortnightly podcast, which means it's going to be every fortnight, which is how long? 2 weeks? I'm not sure.
I guess
you guys can tell us on Twitter that we're stupid or whatever, and let us know how long a fortnight is. We appreciate it.
Okay, now we're gonna move on to. Let me find it here. Some VWN News MGB podcast.
All right.
Episode 31 will feature Scott Perkins from the Blade Job Show as guest host with Mason and Graham, and a hockey player or wrestler quiz with Jackson. And on the Good Cop, Bad Cop, episode 14, they will be discussing Raw and SmackDown on Friday and will feature a new segment to go along with Open Agenda and Devil's Advocate. Listen to the questions from High Flyers for more details.
Nice.
Okay, I mean, I went through all the questions and I don't know what they're talking about. But
I couldn't tell you either, so we'll see.
Hey, Dave, we'll figure it out when we get there.
Yeah,
I guess.
We will, yeah.
So, we got this weekend, I don't know the exact day, but I think we're going to have a new Power Bombs Girls podcast dropping.
Nice.
And once I find out for sure, I'll be sure to let everybody know. I'll send out a tweet and we'll get it out there, and that's a show that everyone should be listening to because it's also a great show. Every show on the VWN is great.
You better believe that.
I mean, I think that's all we got for the news. Don't have any news besides Chad's gone.
Yeah, he's gone. I got nothing.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Finally. It's about time. Get him out of here.
Yeah, so like always, you can find every podcast to listen to on multiple platforms, such as Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Podknife, Podable, SoundCloud, and Stitcher. And if you have a podcast you'd like to send in to maybe join the Visionaries Wrestling Network, you can send it to our Gmail account, which is visionarieswrestlingnetwork@gmail.com. Very easy to remember.
See, you got it down, man.
Kinda. I'm stumbling a little bit, but
hey, better Chad's than
job
other
is not that hard.
Def not.
Chad would have said, of course, like 10 times by now.
He definitely would have.
And yeah. Yeah, if you guys haven't noticed that, a glass shattering moment for everybody. Chad's favorite word is of course. And I know that's two words, but he likes to combine them.
And of course, go back and listen, and then in upcoming episodes, I want you guys to count how many of courses he does, and you're just it's gonna drive you insane.
You can make a drinking game out of it.
You really could, and you'd be hammered.
You don't know how many times we're holding back laughs every time we hear him say "of course."
Me and Diesel will look across at each other, and he has no idea that we notice so much. But man, we even told him about, it and he still does it.
So far, without Chad, this has been pretty fun.
Yes, agreed.
So, I mean, might as well move on to the heart and soul of the show. And that is, of course, the Mystery Brainbuster of the Week. And I remembered it this week, what the segment was called. So,
hey, that's always good. So you're improving, man.
Pat on my back. So, yeah, let's hit that music. Questions, questions, questions. We answer all your questions. Questions, questions, questions by High Flyers. We answer all your questions, 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 questions by High Flyers. As the song just told you, it is time for the Mystery Brain Buster of the Week. I know you're excited, JR.
Always, man.
Chad's all the way in the Dominican Republic, and I know he's excited. But let's just start off with the wannabe American, Matt Willis. And he gets the honorable number one because Chad's a dick and always puts him last. And I'm sure when Chad gets back, he'll be back to last, but nothing I can do about it then. So.
It'll be a nice little few weeks of you going first, though, Matt. Just think about it like that.
Yeah, we got your back no matter what Chad says about you.
That's right.
We're not recording. But anyway, so Matt's questions this week are, since I've started doing a gaming podcast, I would like to know, what's the worst wrestling game you've ever bought?
Bought? Actual bought, not just played? That's tough. All the ones I've bought are pretty good. But I've played some real bad ones, like Simpsons Wrestling. That game's hard, dude. You can't do anything. It's
You can't beat Mr. Burns.
It's impossible. And the way that the controls are, you can't get into the right area to do stuff, do the moves you want to do. You know what I mean? The controls are all messed up on it.
Yeah. Mine would be WCW Backstage Brawl. That game just sucked.
I don't think I've ever even played that one.
I think it was just on the PlayStation.
Yeah, that'd be why.
And
I had the regular PlayStation.
Yeah, it was called Backstage Brawl. It wasn't very fun.
Yeah.
When they got to SmackDown, Here Comes the Pain, I think it is, the one where you can actually start walking and do stuff in the backstage.
That was
awesome. Even the early SmackDowns, you couldn't really fight backstage in the first or second SmackDown, but once you got to Here Comes the Pain, you could start getting into stuff and build your storyline by running into someone backstage and offending them or something like that.
Did you ever play WCW versus NWO on N64?
Yep, I had that one too, but I must have bought it because I owned it.
I did too. I don't know if I ever bought it or if I got it. I might have got it from a garage sale.
I don't even remember where I got mine. I had a couple of WCW games on N64.
That one wasn't bad, but it wasn't great either. Yeah. Especially when you got further along and came out with No Mercy. It's just not as good.
WCW Mayhem was okay, though.
Yeah.
But
what was the one with Stone Cold on the cover for?
Warzone. That was a tough game,
too. It was hard, dude. It was hard.
Yeah, I liked WWF Attitude, the next one.
The next one, yep.
Which was the same game engine, but it was a little bit easier.
It had
a way bigger roster.
It was better. That one wasn't very good, the one I...
Warzone?
Yeah.
It only had 13 wrestlers or something that. It was kind of...
I owned that one, so that's probably my answer, actually, for the one I owned
That one, that one's really tough, though.
To be honest with you, I don't know if I bought any of those, because I had parents.
What about the WrestleMania, Super Nintendo games?
Okay, so, when it comes to that, they weren't great, but I enjoyed them. Do you know what I mean? Undertaker could shoot ghosts out of his hands... And, Doink would electrocute people, and it was, cartoony.
Yeah.
But I liked them. They weren't great games, but I enjoyed them, so I'm not going to pick that one.
Yeah. I was just asking. I know we played them a lot, too, when we were a kid.
We did.
Super Nintendo.
I don't even know if I owned that one. I think Jeremiah had it, would bring it over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I remember playing it a lot.
A lot.
Okay. Matt's next question is, book a new King of the Ring tournament that would be better than Crown Jewel.
Okay. Anybody... It was bad. I mean, to be honest, to be fair, the first few, first round matches and second round matches were fine. Good wrestling. Dolph Ziggler, Seth Rollins is always good. You know what I mean? And they played the dynamic of heel face stuff with Randy Orton getting rolled up and then getting mad about it, trying to hurt Rey Mysterio. And then he was injured. That's why he lost to The Miz. So actually it was going really well until the ending. And that just wasn't good. So, but if I'm going to book it, I want to be more mid-card guys than they used, people that aren't doing too much, Bobby Roode in it, Ty Dillinger in it. How many people does he want?
Eight.
Eight? That's what I figured. Okay, Ty Dillinger. Let's go with Andrade Cien Almas. This is tough, man. I wish I would have known about this question earlier because I would have wrote something down or actually just had an idea in mind. I just want it to be able to push somebody that's into the undercard into a higher level, like they used to do for the King of the Ring. That's what it was. That's how they did it every time.
I don't know. I'll just go with, like, do what they did is fine. The wrestlers that they had in it, the eight minus Shane McMahon.
Right.
They were all fine. I didn't have a problem with any of those wrestlers.
Me either, no.
I would just change it to being Seth Rollins versus Rey Mysterio for the finals.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a match that has never happened on WWE. I don't know if they've ever even faced off anyone on the independents. I don't know if they even had, there was time for them to cross paths.
I don't think there was.
So, I mean, that would have been a fun finals for King of the Ring, and neither of them have won King of the Ring before, so...
I don't know why they even got rid of it. It's one of my favorite things that they do that they did every year.
I agree. I like the King of the Ring. I like tournaments in general.
I don't know what Vince McMahon's deal is with stuff like that.
Just doesn't like tournaments.
I don't get it, dude.
He's weird about it. I don't know. But...
Yeah.
So, that was the wannabe American Matt Willis's questions, and you can follow him on Twitter at the Matt Attack UK, and be sure to check out his new gaming podcast this Saturday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network.
Let us know how long a fortnight is, Matt.
Yeah, that'd be great, because we're not going to look it up, even though I have my phone sitting right in
front of me. We're not going to do it. We're going to wait for one of you to tell us.
Yeah, please. Okay, so moving on to our next high flyer. Next top flyer is Burt Macklin at Burt Macklin 11. And his first question this week is, what has been your top three pay-per-views from any company this year?
That's a good one, because my top three are probably not any of them in the WWE. They haven't been that great, to be honest with you. I'm trying to think of a really good one from this year. Can you?
From WWE?
Yeah, because they're not going to make my list, I don't think, any of them, unless you point one out to me that I'm forgetting that was really good, and I just can't think of one.
SummerSlam wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad, but...
It was better than I expected it to be. Yeah, nothing really sticks out.
Not really. The Royal Rumble to start the year wasn't bad, with having Shinsuke win and having Asuka win. I liked the ending of that. You know, and plus I love surprises and stuff, but I'm probably going to go with Bound for Glory. It was really, really good. The pay-per-view before that on TNA that I can't think of.
Slammiversary.
And was Dominion this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dominion. And those are my top three. I don't think it's too much debate. There were some other good ones, like the first, the January...
Takeover?
January Takeover was really good. And the... New Japan won in January, too.
Wrestle Kingdom.
Wrestle Kingdom was really good, too.
Yeah, you can't really go wrong with Wrestle Kingdom or any of the takeovers.
Yeah.
But, I actually have two out of the three that you chose, too. And I think number three was Bound for Glory. I like Bound for Glory just a little bit better than Slammiversary. I kind of like the ending. I like that... the whole controversy.
Yep.
And I think that really put it over the top. Yep. I think that was like a last-minute decision to go that route for the booking, because it totally built it in a different direction.
It was really good.
And I think it really added to the show, and I like how they had a thread weaving through the entire show with it from the beginning to the end.
Yeah.
My number two pay-per-view would definitely be Dominion.
It was really good.
It was really good. Kenny Omega finally... got the IWGP Heavyweight Championship, and then everyone decided to hate on him.
Pretty much, yeah.
But, I mean, I don't hate on him, and the pay-per-view was really good. The Okada vs. Omega was really good. They always are. Like, everything in that pay-per-view was really good. So, but my number one pay-per-view of the year was All In.
Yeah.
I might be a little biased because I was there, but, I mean, even watching back, it was a really good show.
It was a really good show.
It really was entertaining, and for not having that much build, just some stuff on being the Elite and not really having like a wrestling show to like really do much of a build besides the NWA Heavyweight Championship.
Yep.
I thought that it was my favorite show of the whole year, and it was one of my favorite pay-per-views ever. And I felt lucky that I got to be sitting there and actually see it with my own two eyes live and in person, and like things that you didn't get over watching over TV, like the thunder. You could hear the thunder from the outside because it was just storming.
Right.
And it sounded like people were bumping on the outside, and while they were bumping on the inside, it was crazy.
But yeah.
So all in,
definitely. If I was there, I'd probably be right there with you, buddy. Yeah.
And I hit Chad really, really hard. And
that's always a good thing. That's a good thing.
Hitting Chad really, really hard.
Yeah, I don't feel bad, man.
Yeah, well, I was really, really drunk at that point. I got really, really excited that Flip Gordon was the masked wrestler in the Battle Royal.
I think any of our listeners would be happy to hit Chad. And I think you should be, too.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's move on to Brent Macklin's second question. And that is, would you rather see WWE bring back the Elimination Chamber again or have them introduce the Triple Cage from the movie Ready to Rumble instead?
Okay, I'm going to go with the Triple Cage just because we see the Elimination Chamber quite a bit still, and we've never seen that in a WWE ring. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely can't argue with you, but I don't want to see the Elimination Chamber go away either. Yeah. But, yeah, I've been like hankering for a Triple Cage match for years since they did this dirty in the first one.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
And like, it'll never happen in the WWE.
Oh no,
WWE.
If they did it, they might do it on NXT.
Yeah, maybe in like 20 years.
Right.
Like,
yeah. And everybody forgot about it, and now Triple Cage match.
Triple H presents the Triple Cage.
Yeah. No. But as an overall stipulation for a match, I think the Elimination Chamber is a better idea. But since we get it more often, I would rather see the Triple Cage. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely feel you. So, well, let's thank Burt Macklin for those wonderful questions. And once again, you can follow Burt Macklin at BurtMacklin11. Let's move on to High Flyer number 3 on the list this week. And that is our good buddy from ICW Milwaukee, Jack Blackwell. And you can follow him on Twitter at RealJBlackwell. And you can catch him wrestle at the next ICW show on March 8th. March, whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa, I feel like Chad right there. That's something Chad would do. November 18th. 2018.
Yeah. 11-18-18.
In Milwaukee, Wisconsin at the world-famous La Pica Lounge number 3. Still don't remember what the show is called because I didn't look it up because I never plan on doing these things. I just open my mouth and...
Yep, that's how it goes.
Yeah, so whatever. Check it out for your Milwaukee. It's going to be a good one. Necro Butcher is going to be there.
Nice.
Okay, so Jack's first question is, which 3 dream matches of current ICW talent would you want to see and why?
All right. For the most part, I'm going to let you field this one because you know the talent better than I do. I've probably only been there, what, 3 times?
Yeah,
I think 3 times.
I'm going to kind of change it a little bit because I've only been going since March. Maybe that's why I thought of March.
Maybe.
So I don't know what matches they've had in the past and who's faced who that I haven't seen yet.
Right.
So I'm going to go with an ICW guy and have a dream match against somebody that's not an ICW and someone that might be in, like, WWE or Ring of Honor, Impact, or someone like that.
Okay.
So I'm going to go, first of all, I'm going to go with Psycho Chase McCoy. All
right.
And I want to see him go up against Sami Callihan.
Oh, yeah.
I think that would be a really, really fun match.
Oh, it definitely would be.
And let's just make it a death match. I mean,
we might as well.
I mean,
get them both in there.
I wish I would have thought about changing this question before I did it.
Right.
Now the same thing with
grasping at straws here now.
Let's go with, I'm going to go with, because he said it, he wanted it as one of his dream matches, so I'm going to go with this. Versus David Arquette.
Yeah.
Because once he said it, I definitely want
to
see
I'd
it.
I'd pay money to go see that.
I definitely want to see it. Let's make that one a deathmatch, too.
Yeah. Good luck, David Arquette. Have fun.
And lastly, this one I'm going to do 2 ICW talent. And I'm going to throw Jack Blackwell in there.
Okay.
And just for fun, I want it to be the Ref Jerry.
The Ref Jerry.
I want to see the Ref Jerry versus Jack Blackwell.
Oh, I'm in.
I think that'd be a fun
I'll match. Have a bunch of beers and go watch that for sure, dude.
Well, who will be the ref?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, any of the other guys will be fine.
Farmer Joe.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so Jack's second question is, are you going to, do you have any?
No.
Okay,
well, you, move on. You fielded it pretty well.
Second question is, which ICW talents that currently do not wrestle death matches would be good to see in death match is?
I would like to see the Marman do a death match. I don't know if he would like it that much. I don't think any of you guys like it. Maybe you guys do. Maybe you guys are just psychos. But I can't. I could not picture myself doing anything like that. All that blood and getting hit with light tubes and stuff. Not for me. And maybe it's not for him, but I would like to see him do it.
Yeah, you guys are definitely crazy, but at the same time, I got mad respect.
Oh, for real, yeah. There's no disrespect that I couldn't do it. Way more of a man than I would ever be. I could not do that, man.
Do you have any more?
There's a lot of good ones. I'd like to see one of the tag teams, maybe like Oso and...
They had a Anything Goes match, yeah, but it wasn't a death match.
Death match, right.
Even though they did bring out the tacks and the Legos. And
so they kind of did anyways, yeah.
I would like to see Yanni in a death match just because
yeah.
He is good outside the death match. I just want to see how crazy he would be in the death match.
Yeah, yeah.
Once again, like I said, I've only been going since March, so I don't know who has been in death matches that I haven't seen.
Right.
But once again, I'd like to pick Jack Blackwell as well.
I was going
to
say him too, yep.
Because, I don't know, it was fun whipping him with the strap the one time. I just want to see him, I don't know, land on some tacks and go through a closet door, maybe break some light tubes over his face.
Flaming table or something, yeah.
So yeah, how's that sound to you, Jack? Don't you let us know next week on our questions.
That's right.
If you ask questions again, maybe we turned you off on the show because
I doubt it. Chad's the worst.
Yeah, Chad's the worst. Okay, Jack has one more question, and that is, out of all the crazy gimmicks and talent of ICW, who would make a great addition to the WWE?
What is his name? The one that's like obsessed with you? And he, like, rubs your head.
Peter B. Beautiful.
Yeah, I kind of like that gimmick, like, actually quite a bit. It's funny. It's not only funny, but he's crazy also in his death matches and such. So I think Peter B. Beautiful's gimmick more than anything else. I think it would get over. I really do.
Kind of like Velveteen Dream.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
I like what you said earlier about the Marman.
Yeah.
I think that
I didn't want to answer him twice in a row. That's why I didn't take that one.
I think he'd be great. Drawing heat.
Well, yeah, with the gyrations and the music that he chooses to use and having
his
a
tongue.
And having an escort with him. Yeah.
And also, I'd like to pick Jack Blackwell.
Yep.
Because he's my answer for all these questions.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
And yeah, he probably learned a lot going to WWE. Not saying that he's not good, but I think he would fare well in the WWE.
Agreed.
And that is all we got from Jack Blackwell this week. And you can follow Jack on Twitter at RealJBlackwell. Once again, check out ICW Milwaukee on November 18th at the world-famous La Pica Lounge, number 3.
That's right.
And now we're going to Zachary Shiloh. And you can follow him on Twitter at ZachShy130. Regardless of Elite or not, should folks still attend or watch G1 Supercard?
I believe so, they should. I mean, it's not like they don't have any other talent on the roster. You know what I mean? They still got tons of good people in New Japan.
In Ring of Honor.
In Ring of Honor. Like, it's the problem is with ticket sales, I think, is most people want to go see, you know what I mean? Want to go see those top talents. And not to say that they don't have other top talents, but it might drive some viewers and attendees away from it a little bit. But I would still go. Oh, we would have a great time.
Oh, yeah, especially with it being in Madison Square Garden.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's history. It's the first like, wrestling non-WWE show in forever.
Forever.
And, I mean, it's a ballsy move for Ring of Honor and New Japan to, like, pull something like this off on WrestleMania weekend when WrestleMania is in New York, when NXT TakeOver is going to be just down the street at the Barclays Center. Like, it's ballsy, and they sold out, and... I would probably go to this show just because of the history.
Agreed.
And,
yep.
And so, it wouldn't stop me from attending, and I'm definitely going to watch.
Oh, we're going to watch it regardless,
and
for sure.
like, yeah, like you said, like, they have a bunch of great talent already, like Jay Lethal and everybody else. Like,
yeah, who else is, I don't even know, man.
They got SCU, they have, like, a lot of, like, up-and-coming talent, like, Shane Taylor.
Yep.
Kenny King, even though he's been around for a while, but he's starting to kind of reach the main event scene.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of guys, a lot of new guys coming in from, like, they just won the TV title, Jeff Cobb.
Yep.
Just a lot of great talent. So, like, you're not, they're not going to do you wrong. Plus all the talent that's in New Japan.
Yeah, because they're going to have two New Japaners in there, I
promise. Oh, yeah, because it's, yeah, it's G1 Supercard. Yeah. So, like, yeah. I don't think anyone
it's
should
almost worth worry. If Okada's there, you know what I mean? It's almost worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah, I don't think anyone needs to worry.
I don't think so either.
Okay, next question is, should New Japan Pro Wrestling take more advantage of their partners like Ring of Honor and Rev Pro UK wrestlers and titles?
I think they do a pretty good job already because they have a bunch of shows that are together, whether it be War of the Worlds, or and those are always really good shows.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe they can do it more than they do now, but for the most part, I like that stuff. I love watching the one of the first ever New Japan shows I ever watched was War of the Worlds with you guys when Adam Cole got kicked out of the Bullet Club. That was really, really good. So I guess they could do it more often, but for the most part, they do a pretty good job.
Yeah, well, I do think they do a really good job, but I think they could, like, cross-promote championship matches more.
Yeah.
Like, usually when a New Japan guy wins a Ring of Honor title, they'll be on Ring of Honor TV or Ring of Honor pay-per-view and vice versa.
Right.
And same with Rev Pro. I think it'd be more interesting to defend the Ring of Honor championship in New Japan. It doesn't have to be, like, at a Wrestle Kingdom either, like a smaller show.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, and I don't know, just, yeah, just go back and forth. I mean, it doesn't mean you have to change, titles to change hands.
Right.
Necessarily, but,
well, exposure for everybody's a good thing. You know what I mean? Like, cross-promotion stuff is awesome. I wish that WWE did it way more often. I mean, basically, the only person they partner with is Progress.
Well, they're with Progress and Evolve and ICW in Scotland, not Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a few that
they're just a few, though. They don't do it enough either. You know what I mean? They do it on the NXT level quite a bit, you know, with NXT UK and all that stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, so, but yeah, I agree with you. WWE would do more cross promotion too, but yeah. I have a feeling that that's coming.
I agree. Yep.
I think that they had meetings with Impact a few weeks ago, and I think that they were working on something, and I don't know what it is, but Impact got moved to 10 o'clock our time, 10 o'clock Eastern time on Pop TV every Thursday.
So
9
o'clock our time, yeah.
So, I mean, that's not good to move to 10 o'clock late night. So, I mean, in my next step is for them to just be taking off TV altogether. Maybe they're working out a deal with WWE Network to
maybe
broadcast Impact.
They might be.
I wouldn't mind that.
I would not mind
get
that
the
either.
Impact library, too.
Yep.
That'd be awesome. Okay, so last question from Zachary Shiloh is, do you think the Lucha Bros, which are Pentagon Jr. and
Phoenix,
will be Impact Tag Champs by or after WrestleMania weekend?
Yes, I do. Not only are they, aren't they brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're brothers. Not only are they brothers, but they are awesome in the ring together. And there's something about Pentagon Jr. He's special, dude. Like, every time I watch him, I'm like, that's a superstar right there. Like, he does everything well, and Phoenix does too. He's got so much innovation off the ropes, man. I loved every match that I've watched with them this year. Phenomenal.
I agree. I don't know when it will be, but it will be before WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. Agreed.
Tag champs. And, yeah, I think Phoenix might be the most underrated wrestler in wrestling today. He doesn't get the recognition that he deserves.
Nope.
And he is overshadowed by his brother.
I think this stuff with Pentagon is helping, though. Because it's like a bigger stage, you know what I mean? That stuff with,
OVE?
OVE. I was going to say Ohio versus, and I couldn't think of what it was.
Yeah, but I mean, they call Grand Metalik King of the Ropes.
Nope.
No, it's King of the Ropes is definitely Phoenix.
It's impressive.
And I have never seen anyone use the ropes, at least in America, like Phoenix can. I know he comes from Mexico, so I mean, it's...
Some of the stuff he does is unbelievable, man. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah, no, Phoenix is one of my favorites and quickly rising to the top of my list of favorite wrestlers. So, well, let's thank Zachary Shiloh. And you can follow Zach at ZachShy130. Moving on to our next high flyer. And our next high flyer is MGB Graham at Mr. Bagshaw. His first question is, having seen Willie Mack go coast to coast on the November 1st episode of Impact vs. Rich Swann, what is the most impressive athletic move you have seen by a bigger wrestler?
All right. I'm going to go the oldie but a goodie in, maybe not the most amazing thing you'll ever see, but I just give mad props for it every single time I see it. When The Undertaker, who is 6'10", 330 pounds, flies over the top rope and does a front flip. You know what I mean? And lands it almost perfectly, except for the one time where he almost died at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And no one caught him at all. Yeah,
the hired cameraman.
Man,
there to catch him.
Didn't do it.
Dropped him.
Yeah, and then, so that's always impressive. Like, I've seen people, like, smaller guys need people to pull the ropes down for them to get over the top rope, you know? He clears it easily. And he's huge, dude. You're not supposed to be able to do that at 6'10", 330, you know what I mean? So I just always was, every time I saw that move, especially at WrestleMania with the light bulbs flashing, I was always into that.
Mine, I'm going to go with the Beer City Bruiser. He does frog splashes. He does a cannonball off the apron to the outside. Mm-hmm. This guy is very athletic for being a bigger guy.
You would not expect it to see him at all.
No, and, like, we're pretty close to the same size, me and him, and there is no way I could do any of that. Like, it's crazy. When we were at StarCast, MJF asked me, do you think you could climb to the top rope? I told him straight up, no.
You could too, man.
No, I'm pretty nice, dude. There's
so
no way.
Am I, but we could both do it. I mean, we might fall off, but you could get up there.
But no, I couldn't. But Graham's next question is, with starting to watch MLW Fusion on YouTube 2 weeks ago and hearing you guys mention it on last week's show, what is the potential for this show? Right now, he says that he likes it more than Ring of Honor and NXT UK.
Well, I haven't watched it yet. I am getting around to it. I thought about it the other night, and then I put something else on, so very soon I'll be able to ask your questions.
Ask for questions.
Answer, man.
Okay.
Did I say that? Or?
I don't know. That's what I heard, but
I'm pretty sure I freaked out for a
second. Apparently I hear things all the time that people don't really say. So.
No, I had like a half stroke. Is that a real thing?
A roke?
A roke?
Or oak?
Yeah, whatever, an oak.
anyways, I haven't watched the last few episodes. I'm still like around 10 or 11. But I did start it from the beginning, and I like it a lot. It's more faster paced. It's definitely more aimed towards the wrestling rather than just storyline based. Wrestling is amazing, and you got guys from all different promotions like Impact and like from all around the world. It's too bad they can't do a little more cross-promotion, like maybe get some New Japan guys in there and stuff like that.
Right. Isn't this free?
Yeah, on YouTube, yep.
That's what I thought.
Yep, and yeah, just search MLW Fusion on YouTube, and every episode's available on YouTube, and it's an hour-long show. The commentators are Tony Schiavone and Rich Bocchini.
Nice.
And Rich Bocchini is formerly Rich Brennan of WWE and NXT fame.
Yep.
And Rich Bocchini also was the moderator of the War Games retrospective at StarCast that we didn't talk about in our StarCast review. And yeah. I'm just remembering that now. And me and Chad were sitting in front row for this, and I was sitting right across from Lex Luger, and he was, like, staring directly in my eyes when he was answering questions. And it was freaking me out.
I bet it was.
I'm sitting there, like, should I look away? I can't look away. I don't want to disrespect the man. And It was a good time. That was the only show we were front row for.
Yeah.
And it was cool seeing these legends talk about the very first War Games and everything like that. That's sidetrack, but did I answer the question?
I don't remember what the question was.
It was about MLW Fusion.
Oh,
it's a great show. I think it has a lot of potential. I think that because they're on some TV network too, but it's like some high numbered cable.
I feel like almost going a free YouTube route is better. You know what I mean? With how many people are online and stuff.
But they're not making any money off YouTube, I'm pretty
sure.
Not
yet. They might get from advertisements.
Well, I said they have a TV deal, too.
But
put it on YouTube a few days later after broadcast.
But that's nice. You still get exposure that way.
But, like, the TV network, I don't even know what it is. And like I said, it's, like, one of those networks that are, like, up in the thousands or whatever, you know, up near the porn channels. Anyways, so that was Graham's question, MGB podcast. You can listen to them on Visionaries Wrestling Network, and you can follow Graham at Mr. Bagshaw. And we're moving on to our next high flyer. Okay, let's keep it with the same podcast and go with MGB Wrestling Podcast. This time we got Mason asking a question. This week, Mason wanted to know, has Bobby Lashley turned heel? If not, do you see it happening?
Oh, he's definitely heel. 100%. Now he is, yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And he gets more and more heelish, and Leo Rush is definitely helping
him. Oh, it is. It's making people hate him. Yeah. I don't know about the whole pointing to your butthole kind of thing that he did on Monday night. That was kind of weird that he did that. He didn't point to it. He only did it on the first one, but I was like, why did he just do that?
I didn't see that coming. That was kind of like when Randy Moss mooned the crowd at Lambeau Field. Pleasure of Vikings. Never forget that. But that's because I'm a Packer fan.
To hell with that guy.
I remember everything bad that happens to the Packers.
Me too. It's not good. But we don't remember too much good stuff.
Because there's a lot of bad.
There is, yeah.
Okay. Well, then, we're moving on to our next high flyer.
Let's do it.
Let's thank MGB Wrestling Podcast, especially Mason. And you can follow the MGB Wrestling Podcast at MGB Wrestling Pod. Moving on, we're going with Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. You can follow them at Good Bad Wrestle. This week, they ask, with Good Cop, Bad Cop Episode 14 having a new section called Get the Giggle. This is probably what they were talking about earlier in the news.
Yeah, it was probably.
Which is basically the No Laugh Challenge. Even though I won't be able to use them, do you know any good one-liners?
Oh, man. Are they talking about in wrestling?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, first one that popped into my head when we talked about this was, Kevin Owens and Rusev are having a tag match in a steel cage match. I have no idea who they were fighting, but they were losing. And Kevin Owens just screams at him, "Machka something!" And I laughed so hard. And then, I don't know why I thought it was so funny, but it's hilarious. And then another one is, it was like at the very beginning of Rusev Day, and he's dressed as Santa Claus, and he pulls the beard down, and he says to the New Day, "Hey, it's me, Rusev." And I laughed so hard, man.
That was the same one where, "You just done flapped the wrong jack, sucker." That was good stuff.
Biggie's hilarious.
That was a good one, too. Sticking with Kevin Owens, I got the one when Kevin Owens and Chris Jericho were in the UK, and Kevin Owens just jumps on Chris Jericho, and Kevin Owens goes to Chris Jericho, "You're the goat," and Chris Jericho responds to him, "You're the donkey."
Yep, that was a good one too, dude.
That was a good one.
Oh, I love off-the-cuff stuff like that, because everything... Maybe the "Hey, it's me, Rusev" is definitely written probably, but hilarious still.
I got another one involving Chris Jericho. It's one of my favorite of all time. He was wrestling The Undertaker in a pay-per-view, and he just rolled The Undertaker back in the ring. He's about to climb back in the ring himself. The fan yells to him, "Go back to Toronto." He turns while rolling back in the ring, "I'm from Winnipeg, you idiot."
Yeah, that is a good one. I love Chris Jericho. He's so good at that stuff, man. That's why I wish they would let more people go off the cuff. I really do.
Chris Jericho and his list when he was making fun of the crowd.
Oh, man.
Like, just off the cuff.
Every time. Like,
it was hilarious.
So funny, dude.
And I miss it. I miss the list.
We were just talking about how we miss Chris Jericho in WWE. Even though he's off doing awesome stuff, he really is, but I still miss him in the WWE at the same time.
WWE has that new opening.
Yeah.
At the beginning of all their shows, and in there, they have Chris Jericho holding the list with the pen, writing someone's name down.
Scarf on and all.
Ah, man, I missed the list.
It's so good, dude.
No, that was good times, man. I can't believe that was 2 years ago.
I know, man. And it just came out of nowhere, and it was just over instantly. It was awesome.
It was, and then the whole
Festival
of Friendship was the best combination.
So over the top and so great, dude.
And to hear the story how Triple H tried to can it and didn't want it to happen.
Yeah.
And Chris Jericho fighting for it, and I'm glad he did.
Me too. Awesome.
It was one of the best things that ever happened on Raw, period.
It's great. I'll always remember that one, for sure.
Okay, so let's thank Good Cop, Bad Cop Wrestling Podcast. Hopefully we give you some good ones. Hopefully that's what you're looking for.
Hopefully, yeah.
So you can follow them at Good Bad Wrestle, and you can listen to their podcast every Friday on the Visionaries Wrestling Network. Moving on to our next high flyer, and we got Prestige Worldwide, otherwise known as Chad's good friend, Ryan.
From a group chat?
From his group chat. That's like, how he always refers to him.
Every single time.
I'm like, Chad, you do know he's been asking questions on the show for like a year and a half now.
Yeah, since the beginning, basically.
But no, he's still my good buddy from my group chat, Ryan.
Yeah.
But anyways, well, you can follow Ryan, at which I don't mind this at all. I actually think it's kind of clever. Sneaky Cactus with two E's. He spells it wrong, but I love it.
Yeah, it's like he's being sneaky.
And Chad just doesn't get it, I guess. And I'll get to his question here. Okay, where do you see the Elite Society going from here on out? They said they are sticking together. Do they go to WWE or stay with New Japan Pro Wrestling / ROH? Or would you like to see them all go to Impact and work with Don Callis? All
right. Well, we touched on this a little earlier, just me and you, when we were, you know, talking like we always do, that maybe they'll start their own little promotion or something, which could be really, really fun.
There's rumblings of that, but I don't know, like, how they're going to make it work.
Right.
Doing, like, one show.
Right.
Or, like, having an annual show or just booking a few shows. It's different, but starting your own promotion,
it's a big deal. You got to have funding. There's a lot of stuff that goes into it.
They obviously already got the talent because they got themselves.
Yeah.
And they got a bunch of wrestling friends. So, I mean, they'd be able to get the good
wrestlers
from around the world. But
besides that, I would actually kind of like to see them in TNA. They have a lot of talent in TNA right now. And if those guys all came over at once, do you know how big that would get instantly overnight?
Impact now. I don't call it TNA.
Whatever.
Anymore.
Impact. Yeah, it used to be TNA formally. Yeah. And then it was, what else was it? It was
GFW Impact for a minute.
Yep.
Now it's just Impact.
Just Impact. That's what I meant.
But yes, I totally agree. I would like to see them go to Impact. I mean, in my book right now, as far as I know, Don Callis is booking
Impact. I think he
Impact.
Is.
I know he's the executive vice president and all that stuff, but I'm pretty sure he might not be like the head booker, but he has his hand in stuff. So I'm going to put him up, like, with all the wrestling promotions I watch, he's up there at the top, just under Triple H.
Well, the way it's going, man, it's good product right now. It really is.
I've really enjoyed Impact since about May, when he, like, officially took over.
Yep.
And it's, yeah, like you said, it just gets better and better. The stories are getting better. The matches are getting better. It has more of, like, a Attitude Era ECW feel.
Yep, it does.
Which makes it feel totally different than any wrestling product out there today.
I love how hot the crowds are. Mm-hmm. Like, every show.
I love that they're using smaller venues and they're not just in the Impact Zone all the time.
Yep.
I haven't been in the Impact Zone since, I believe, like, June.
Yeah.
And maybe even before that. It was before Slammiversary was the last time they were Impact Zone.
Well, when you put on a good product, people are going to come and see it. Mm-hmm. So go travel, get other people watching, and then you take friends to go watch it.
So, I mean, and as the rumors have it, Cody Rhodes, Young Bucks, and Hangman Page have all turned down their Ring of Honor contracts. So I don't see them
being with Ring of Honor. I mean, they might still do some New Japan stuff,
right?
But more as a freelance kind of thing,
and
not have like a like contract where they're like officially signed with New Japan.
And then there's some rumblings that Kenny Omega is not too happy right now as well.
Yeah,
out in New Japan.
Like, they say they're sticking together, but if anyone strays from the group,
it'd
I definitely can see
it'd be Kenny Omega. Agreed.
It's kind of hard for me to see them going to the WWE right now.
Right now.
Eventually,
things
I do
could
think
change
down
real
the road,
quick, though, too.
I have mixed emotions about it. I mean, because part of me, like, says, yes, I would like to see them in the WWE. But at the same time, I think it hurts independent wrestling
and
a
can,
lot
a
if
lot.
Those guys come to the WWE.
Yeah.
Especially since all the talent that WWE has pillaged over the last 2 years, and I'm just sitting there in NXT, and it's getting to the point like, what are we going to do here in a, like, a little while?
Yeah,
like
they have
you put
so
them on
much
the main
they,
roster, where you go after
exactly,
that?
Exactly. Like, there's so much talent that it's almost like that they got too much. Like,
yeah.
What are they going to do with everybody? Like, I mean, they already are doing so much content. Like, how are you going to add more to add all these extra
people?
I
guess it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is for them, yeah, but yeah.
But it's not really creating ratings, and that's kind of a problem.
It is.
Fox isn't going to stand for that. So.
Yeah, their product hasn't been the best, to be honest with you.
So, I mean, I don't know. I think that them signing with WWE might hurt WWE, too, because they might feel obligated that they're the big stars, and they are taken away from other talent that's been there, like Rusev and The Bar, and like teams, or like wrestlers that have been there for years and years and years, and like climbing the ladder and trying to grab this mythical brass ring that Vince McMahon stated on Stone Cold's podcast at one time.
Yeah.
Which he, it's, hey, when I think about the brass ring, this is what I think about. Right? I think about that, I think it was King of the Ring. I don't remember exactly what pay-per-view was, but it was when it was Stone Cold versus Vince and Shane McMahon, the ladder match, winner at control of the WWF back in the day. And Stone Cold went up to climb the ladder, grabbed the briefcase, and they tugged the briefcase off.
And he started swinging,
he couldn't get it. He couldn't get it. That's how I feel about the brass ring. All these guys are climbing up there to grab it, but once they get up there to grab it, kind of just gets tugged and pulled up higher.
Sorry, pal.
And they can't get it.
Yeah.
And they go, here, Roman, here you go.
Right.
I mean, that was in the past, but
yeah.
But so that's how I feel about the brass ring. But so, yeah, basically back to what the question's all about. I would like to see him in Impact.
Yep, I would too.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Me
so
either.
I'm very intrigued because the next few months are going to be very, very interesting.
Oh, yes, they are.
So let's thank Ryan, Prestige Worldwide. You can follow him on Twitter at Sneaky Cactus, spelled with double E's,
that's
no
right.
A, which is probably the best way to spell it. Let's get honest.
Yeah,
Chad doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's just
about.
A douche.
He's a big douche. And we can say that because he's not here and he can't defend himself.
That's
so.
Very true.
So moving on to our next high flyer. Who's next on the list? Here we go. Brian H. Waters.
That's right.
You can follow him at Brian H. Waters. You can also listen to his podcast, which is at Wrestling Realm on Twitter. And his podcast is Break It Down with Brian H. This week, Brian has a couple questions. His first question is, should Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose feud revolve around the Universal title?
I mean, it would definitely be a great feud for the Universal title. I really kind of think Seth Rollins is the face of Monday Night Raw, maybe the best in the company at this time. And right now, as we're talking right now, it might be Seth Rollins, might be the best in the company. Him or AJ Styles, and you can argue that, but I think those are the top two. Now, as whether it should be for the Universal title, it really could be, but I kind of like it being in the undercard. I mean, it gives it a little something special. It doesn't have to be all about the belt. It can be more personal, you know what I mean, instead of just about the WWE title. Then they can build up something better in the WWE, or the Universal Championship, rather, but that they won't do that because, you know, Brock Lesnar, breaking news, signed for a longer-term deal today. All the way until WrestleMania, folks. So guess what? He's probably going to have the title the whole time.
Yay!
Woo! Yeah!
Yes, you called him winning at Crown Jewel, this guy.
Yep, you sure did, buddy. And then You know, I kind of like Drew McIntyre in the feud for Universal title. I think
they did a good job with him on Raw this week.
They really did. And I heard a lot of people grumbling about, you hurt Kurt Angle. You can't really hurt Kurt Angle. His legacy is cemented. It's
over. He's already a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he's already won a gold medal.
What else can he do?
Right. He's got dystrophy in his arms because his back's so messed up. It made Drew McIntyre look awesome. It made him look really strong.
I agree. See, I thought it was weird at first, kind of the way it went down, but after thinking about it, it was a great way to build up Drew McIntyre and do something that WWE doesn't like to do and have their established stars put over one of their younger up-and-coming stars, which they should do more often.
Yeah, and people, if Kurt Angle would have beaten Drew McIntyre this week, people would have been mad about that, too. They'd have been like, why are you pushing down a young star for somebody that's already accomplished?
Yeah, there have been way more backlash.
I agree.
Kurt would have won that match. And I do like that he tapped out to the ankle lock because,
yeah.
I mean, it was a heelish dick move. I really liked earlier in the night with Drew McIntyre, too, when he came out right before the match and he picked up Finn Balor, pushed him into the ropes, and then hit him with the Claymore.
And he got in the face of Bobby Lashley, and then he's like, come at me, Bobby Lashley, and Bobby Lashley left the ring. That was great, dude.
I really like Drew McIntyre. Me too. I've liked him for years now.
He's a great wrestler.
So, okay, Brian has another question. And his next question is, are you buying or selling a Shane McMahon heel turn?
As of watching SmackDown, it didn't really look like he was turning heel. You know what I mean? Maybe they're going to slow burn it a little bit?
I think they're going for the double turn with The Miz.
They could, and that maybe happened at Survivor Series.
Yeah, I think they're building towards it. The Miz has a different attitude, like his interactions with Daniel Bryan.
Those are pretty good.
Even on commentary when they were in the main event on SmackDown, he was more, he'd always have, a heelish dick thing to say.
Yeah.
But he was defending himself, and he was, making good points like a face would.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they did Miz heel or face turn bad 6 years ago. That was 6 years ago. This is a different Miz. I'm kind of interested in seeing it.
Me too.
But the question is about Shane McMahon. I like Shane McMahon as a heel back in the day.
Yeah, I did too.
I kind of like the whole Crown Jewel thing. It was ridiculous. But
it was.
At the end of it, I was laughing because I knew that it was just so stupid that I wasn't going to let it get me angry.
I'm with you on that. I didn't like it, and it's probably not the best idea to do something like that, but I wasn't outraged. Some people were really pissed about it, and I get it. I do to a certain extent, and as for the question itself, I'm with you. I did enjoy Shane as a heel back in the day. He would fast count as the guest referee or screw somebody over. I kind of like that. So if he's as good as he was once was, I'll be all right with it.
The other thing is then you have another McMahon is a heel.
I know.
And then you have the two authority figures, one heel, one face.
The classic dynamic they've always done.
But SmackDown's different, and maybe they can make it work. And the way Shane was acting at the end of Crown Jewel with jumping up and down, I'm the best in the world.
it was pretty good. It was pretty
reminded
good.
Me kind of Sami Zayn when he turned heel a little bit.
Yeah.
A little over-exaggerated, mm-hmm. but I thought it was funny, and I'm interested to see where they go with this. So I'm going to go with I'm buying.
Me too. So. I'm just leaning, though.
Yeah.
For now.
Yeah, I'm not putting all my money in the middle.
No, me either. No.
I'll put a little bit. But anyway, so we like to thank Brian H. Waters. Listen to Break It Down with Brian H., his podcast, which is great. I recommend it highly. And you can follow Brian on Twitter at Brian H. Waters and follow his podcast on Twitter at Wrestling Realm. So we're moving on to High Flyer number 10. Lucky number 10. Totally not Dej Kirkby. At Dej Kirkby Not. His questions are, what are your favorite Raw or SmackDown opening theme songs?
Oh, that's a good one. I missed that one when I was reading over the questions today. I really like the Beautiful People as the SmackDown opener back in the day.
Did you know that was used on Raw before it was used on SmackDown?
Was it really?
For 2 weeks in 1998, I believe.
Really?
It was used on Raw.
And then they switched it over to SmackDown a couple years later?
Yep.
Yeah, because I know it wasn't right after, because that was later.
Vince McMahon, from what I've heard, has an infatuation with that song. And, like, back when I was watching all the old WWF Monday Night Raws and stuff like that, I did notice when he was on commentary, he would bring up Marilyn Manson and the Beautiful People up every now and then.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
So. I didn't know that. That's actually pretty funny. That's a good one. I think I'm going to stick with that one. That's one of my favorite ones.
I liked Thorn in Your Eye. Attitude Era Raw theme, yeah. One that no one knows the words to.
Yeah, it's just kind of.
It's my life. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah, that is a good one too. What was the one? Let's Get It On for SmackDown.
Let's get it on.
No, move to the music.
Oh, yeah,
let's get it on.
Union Underground. Yeah.
Is it Move to the Music?
Across the Nation.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
That's a good one. Papa Roach had To Be Loved, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
They had a good one. Enemies on Raw.
Enemies
by Shinedown.
Yeah, that was a good one.
SmackDown's had some weird ones over the years. Like, they had Green Day's Enemy.
Yeah.
And it's weird that they had two enemies.
Yeah.
But, SmackDown's theme songs haven't been as good over the years.
It doesn't seem like it. No, it doesn't.
I kind of like the original SmackDown theme song. That the guy was saying something like underneath the music, but you can't really understand what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, but I kind of like, maybe it was just because of the video package.
Yeah.
And I remember it from the video game. And
You see it over and over and over and over and over.
But I really enjoy NXT's theme song right now. I think it's
perfect. Oh, yeah, that's really good.
And I really enjoy NXT UK's theme song because it's almost exactly like NXT's, but it's different.
Different, a little bit different, yep.
But it's awesome. I like the hard rock and wrestling connection.
Me too.
So let's move on to the next question, and it is, what are your favorite wrestler catchphrases of all time?
Catchphrases.
What?
What? Yeah, no, that's not one of mine. I never really liked that. Even when people really liked it, I didn't like it.
I liked it. I don't like the way it's used now, but I liked when Stone Cold did it.
Yeah.
And when they played off of him.
Yeah.
Like, he had so many things. Like, he just kept going and going and going and going. It was good stuff for
mine
me.
Mine is Scratch That Itch. The Rock Will Make You Famous.
He only said it like twice.
But I don't care.
I know.
No, yeah.
Yeah, that is a great one. I mean,
and you got classics like Rest in Peace. I'm not a huge fan of that one. I used to be.
Yeah.
I used to be, but they use it way too much. Like, when he walked out and just said, like, 8 words, like, a few weeks ago, that was dumb. At the end of the show. And he just said, Rest in Peace, and then left.
I don't know why I'm blanking.
Like, I know,
me too.
Watching
wrestling my whole life, I should know a lot of
catchphrases. Oh, I got a good one. To be the man, you got to beat the man. Ric Flair, that's the top one for sure.
I got a current one that most people find annoying, but I absolutely love.
What's that?
And that's, Eli Drake. And just, dummy, yeah.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I like Eli Drake.
When they were in Mexico, he was going, Tonto, see?
I like how he was supposed to be, like, James Ellsworth was supposed to be over when they came out at Bound for Glory.
They turned on him.
Didn't work at all.
They turned on him and
real
backed Eli Drake, which was not supposed to happen.
I know, but it was great. I thought it was entertaining for sure.
Oh, man, I mean, have a nice day. That's a good one.
Oh, that is a good one, yeah.
Man, New Age Outlaws.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Like, I don't want to go through the whole thing.
Yeah,
I know the whole thing.
Me too.
But,
and I'm sure most of you wrestling fans out there do know that we don't have to go through all
just
of them.
DX. Yeah, you got just two words for you. Suck it.
Yep.
Triple H is, let's get ready to suck it.
Yep.
A lot of great ones, classic ones. What does everybody want?
Head.
There you go. Funny part about that, when I was a kid.
No idea.
No idea what that
meant.
Didn't
get it.
I'm just like, carries around a mannequin head.
They want it.
But yeah, now looking back on it, I'm like, wow.
Wow is right.
I can't believe they got away with it.
We're going to get to see that guy wrestle soon.
Yeah, at House of Hardcore, December 1st.
Right, we are. Yep.
I can't believe they had a pimp.
I know.
And a porn star.
Oh, Trey. That's another good one.
And a porn star, like.
Hello, ladies.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Now we're starting to pick up some here. Val Venus, underrated.
Definitely
love Val
was
Venus.
Underrated.
Dude, that cage match, I don't know, remember who he was fighting. It might have been Chris Benoit for the Intercontinental title, but he wasn't Val Venus. He was.
It was Rikishi.
Was it Rikishi?
It was Rikishi.
And he wasn't Val Venus. He was his real name.
Sean Morley?
Yeah. He was the.
I think he was Val Venus.
Maybe
still.
He was Val Venus.
But he did
still.
Have short hair.
He did have short hair. That might have been before the turn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was against Rikishi. I know
what
you're talking about.
Really
Rikishi
good match, dude.
Did a moonsault off
the
top
of the cage.
Yeah, Rikishi was a crazy big guy.
Yeah, he
That's
was.
Another big guy you can put in the question from earlier.
Yeah, dude.
Like getting choke slammed off the Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
That moonsault off of the top of the cage.
He did not look like he should be able to move like that.
No,
no.
No, definitely not. He was underrated too.
Yeah, agreed.
And I can't believe the Usos are his son.
I can't either. They didn't look nothing like him.
No, nothing like that. Like, their butts are nowhere near as big as his.
He had bleach blonde hair, too, because why not, I guess. And I loved Rikishi, man.
I did,
super
too.
Super
cool.
Yeah.
Was awesome.
Hell yeah.
I mean, Sky Too Hottie and the Worm.
Yeah.
I
think we had enough catchphrases there. It was quite a bit.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's thank totally not Dej Kirkby. You can follow at Dej Kirkby Not. We're going to move on to number 11, which is Darth Vapor. You can follow Darth Vapor. Darth _ Vapor, sorry. Follow him at Metal _2006. So his question is, which American promotion do you think Dr. Wagner Jr. would have the most success in and why?
I don't know who that is very well, just to be upfront and honest with you, so I'm not sure.
No, very little about Dr. Wagner Jr. I know that, I believe it's AAA. He's one of their bigger stars. I think that he fit well in Impact because they already have the connection with AAA.
Yeah.
Conan is kind of the bridge between the companies. He pretty much advocates for all the Mexican wrestlers like the Lucha Brothers.
Wasn't Phoenix? Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say.
He got them a new deal in Impact. It wasn't really specified how long they're supposed to be in Impact, but I think it was like through 2019 or something like that.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think he'd be a good fit. I'd like to see more, like a couple years ago in Impact, they were doing a lot more cross-promotion with AAA and, Dragon Gate?
Could have been. I wasn't watching back then, so I have no idea.
I don't think it was Dragon Gate, but it wasn't New Japan, but it was another Japanese promotion. And I really liked it when they were doing that. I wish that they would do a little more of that. When they were in Mexico, they had a lot of the Mexican wrestlers on Impact, too.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of cross-promotion there. So I think that he would be a good fit for Impact.
I can't argue with you, because I don't know.
Okay, so his next question is, how successful do you feel an all tag team pay-per-view would be if it happened? His idea would be like a King of the Ring format, and the winner would get a tag team championship match. So do you guys think that it would be successful or it wouldn't be any good?
I'd watch it. I think it sounds fun. Especially if we were just talking about how much we missed King of the Ring. Imagine if they, instead of doing it the old school way where one winner, just singles matches, put it in tag team, I'm in. I'm totally in for that.
I'm in for it, but I want it to be on NXT.
Yeah.
NXT's tag division.
Stacked.
That's the best thing they got going.
It's all
good.
And
they got their women's division and their regular singles men's division is stacked too, but their tag team division is so good.
It's so good. It's ridiculous.
Man, I know they have the Dusty Rhodes Classic, but, I mean, do King of the Ring format and just do it in one night?
Right.
That would be awesome.
Oh, hell yeah. I think it would be successful either way. I really do.
I do, too. They should bring back the King of the Ring, just the King of the Ring, but if they did a tag team format, that might actually work out even better.
It might, yeah.
Who knows, but I'm all in for that.
Yep, me too.
So let's thank Darth _Vapor. You can follow him on Twitter at Metal _2006. And let's move on to number 12. And that is...
Aaron Rodgers?
They're, oh, at the top right there. Thank you, JR, for the assist.
That's your back, buddy.
We got Jerry, Hey Arnold, and you can follow him at Santa Jesus Guy. Jerry's first question this week is, we all know that WWE, WCW, Ring of Honor, and TNA stand for what they stand for. He wants us to come up with some hilarious alternatives.
All right. So I get a couple right off the bat. I'm not going to do all of them, though, because I just don't want to. Anyways, so WWE, I got We Write Everything, meaning they don't ever let anybody go off the cuff, hardly ever, unless you're John Cena, and that's about it, or Chris Jericho. But We Write Everything because no one's allowed to do anything. All right, I actually did this WCW one when I was a kid. I didn't come up with it. I think Derek said it because he didn't like WCW. We can't wrestle. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just easy one. I'm going to skip Ring of Honor because I didn't think of anything. And then TNA is tits and ass because yep. That's what they promoted it as.
Basically. I saw Graham respond to this question. Couldn't wait to hear what we said for TNA. I think that...
I hit it right on the head, man.
You hit it right on the head, for sure.
Because you can't... I mean, that's it. That's like shooting fish in a barrel, man.
So I didn't even think of any. So I'm going to try to do it off the cuff here. And WWE is... Walk with Elias.
It sure is.
I'm sticking with it.
Going with it.
WCW is...
Well, culture wrestling.
Kind of. I don't want to do that one. Wow.
It's hard, man. I was trying to think of something, and it's harder than what you think, because then you want it to have it mean something towards, you know, the product that you're thinking of, too. That's why I was like,
It's the name of my new book. It's called When China Won.
When China Won. Won what?
The war.
World War II, they actually won?
No, more back in, like, the times when they're smoking opium.
Okay, and,
like,
yeah.
With the skulls and, like, I can't think of what time period that is. Cause
like
Genghis
Khan or something?
Yeah, something like that.
He was Mongolian, I think, though.
Yeah, but that time period.
Okay, man.
Ring of Honor, ROH, would be...
oh, man, I thought... Well,
Randy Orton's host.
Okay. Randy Orton's host.
And TNA would be... That's not action.
All right, I like that too.
Yeah, that's all we got for that one. And so we'll move on to the second question. And the second question is, of the current crop of talent in NXT, who do you think will be future Hall of Famers?
That's a good one. I'm going to say one right off the bat. I think Adam Cole will.
Baby!
I really think he will be.
Had a keyed up.
Got to get it in there. You knew who I was going to say.
That's my number one as well.
Yeah, I think he fits perfectly for WWE just as a character in everything that he does. Great in the ring, great in the mic, has a catchphrase. He's awesome. I really like Aleister Black a lot. Like, a lot. That spinning heel kick, how fast he can hit it, and it looks like it's actually kicking people in the face every time. My only worry with him is the gimmick if they go too weird with it, like they do with everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I wasn't his biggest fan as the champion, though.
I liked him better chasing. I really did. Maybe it was just the way it was booked, and they could do a better job, but I don't know. I think there could be a lot of them, to be perfectly honest. But I'll just go with two right now and let you go.
Ricochet, for sure.
Yeah, dude.
I mean, that guy, the sky's the limit. Like,
just so one and only, man.
Like you said earlier that it's between Seth Rollins and AJ Styles, the best wrestler in WWE. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
Ricochet might have both of them beat.
I was more
saying... I don't know, main roster, yeah. But in the company as a whole, Ricochet might be the best.
He's so good, dude. In the ring, he never messes up. Ever.
But also like, bro!
Yeah.
I like his music, by the way. It kind of sounds like a Dr. Dre beat.
Oh, yeah, a little bit.
And a stoner, surferish, bro.
Yeah, he's got potential to be for sure, dude.
Oh, man. Yeah, Keith Lee. I mean, like you said, there's so many good wrestlers in NXT right now. And, like, you never know what they do on the main roster. You got Gargano, you got Ciampa.
You could take the War Raiders. They're really good.
Man, like, so many, man. Like, Velveteen Dream.
That's what I was just about to say.
Like, the sky's the limit for all the talent in NXT, it's really. So good. Except until they hit the main roster and they were reaching for that brass ring and they just pull it right from them.
Yep.
I hope you really liked my analogy of the brass ring because that's what I think about every single time. Or else I think there's like a glass ceiling and they just can't reach it.
Yeah, they can't break through it, man.
So, Vince McMahon, Triple H
yep.
is removing the glass ceiling and he's giving guys chances. Yes, right. So, hopefully, he's in charge soon in the main roster.
Can't wait, man.
I can't either. Yeah. And also, since we're talking about it, I'd like to wish him
speedy recovery
from his torn pectoral muscle.
I don't know if anybody saw the pictures. It looked gnarly, dude.
Yeah, I knew something was wrong right away.
Oh, right away. Yeah. It didn't look good.
Yep. But, I mean, I guess that's what happens when you wrestle
all 50-year-olds.
Yeah,
in
right.
one match. Jesus.
So, all right, that's all the questions we have from Jerry. Hey, Arnold, I lost where my spot was once again.
You're good.
And we can thank Jerry. Hey, Arnold. And you can thank Jerry. Hey, Arnold, for those great questions. And you can follow him on Twitter at SantaJesusGuy, one of the best Twitter handles out there.
Oh, you better believe that. It's a good one.
So moving on to our last and final high flyer. Our final high flyer this week is Revisionist Booking, otherwise known as RJ.
Sure is.
He's at Revisionist Booking. He has taken a Mad Attack spot, but not because we're being a douche. It's because we feel it's a good tale, like a bookend. Yeah. We've got Matt first, RJ last. Got the whole VWN sandwich, and you guys are the bread.
The bookend was, just so people know, just a Uranagi.
Yep.
Booker T.
Yep. I didn't know where you go with that.
Yeah, first, I know you didn't. That's why I thought
that is correct. So we want to thank RJ for being a loyal high flyer.
You're damn right.
And don't take being last as a bad thing. Like when Chad puts Matt last, that is a bad thing.
Clearly, he does it to be mean.
We do this because it's main event, baby.
That's right. Goes on last.
So, RJ's first question this week is: recast the movie of Wayne's World with wrestlers.
I forgot about this question. Okay, Wayne's World. Oh no! Do you want to do this together?
Yeah, it's gonna be kind of tough. Wayne Campbell,
real weird guy.
Yeah.
Jack of all trades, master of none. He didn't really do anything. He hopped from job to job. Collection of hairnets. He has a collection of hairnets and name tags. But nothing he would call a career. Oh, man. I love those movies so much, dude.
Me too. This one is actually a tough
it's
one.
It's really hard, dude.
It shouldn't be that tough, should
you think something would pop into your head right away, but I got nothing.
Wayne. Camera one, camera two. Camera one, camera two.
Oh, man. When they go to Milwaukee in the second one, man.
Milwaukee?
Yeah, hilarious. They go do the Laverne and Shirley stuff at the brewery.
Every time we drive to Milwaukee, the Laverne and Shirley song plays
in my
head.
I know.
And I think of the Wayne's World.
Yeah, I don't think of Laverne and Shirley. I think of those two doing it. Hilarious.
Oh, man. Schmoozle. Puffin' Pepper's Operator.
If she were a president, she'd be Abraham Lincoln.
We can just talk about
Wayne's World for the rest of the whole podcast.
Because I can't think of a good Wayne Campbell.
Well, let's switch to Garth, then.
Garth Algar.
That's a weird one, too. Oh, man. Weird blonde hair. Really awkward.
Coke's gone bad.
Who's an awkward person in wrestling, Schwinner?
Awkward.
Like Sami Zayn,
that's
maybe?
That's what I was going to say, Sami
Zayn. Yeah, kind of quirky.
Would that make Kevin Owens?
Wayne? I'm in for that.
That'd be... That's weird.
Oh, it's so bad, dude. It's hard, man.
Chaos World.
Party time. Yeah. We're so stupid, dude. Oh, man.
Who else is really... You got?
You could do Rob Lowe from the first one. Randy Orton is Rob Lowe, clearly. Bad guy, too.
Yep, I agree with that.
Whatever happened to him playing a bad guy, he was always a bad guy. Like, Tommy Boy, he was the bad guy, too. And then all of a sudden, people were like, wow, he's good looking. Let's make him a good guy.
Because literally, he is the man.
I love him in that so much.
Parks and Rec, he's awesome.
When he has the flu,
Oh, God.
All right, let's get back to it. Who else is in those movies? Tia
Long.
Who?
Tia Long.
Oh, she's
Cassandra.
Cassandra. Yeah, I thought the same thing.
Well, then might as well go. I'm going to go with Ie Shirai.
That's what I was going to say, too, actually. I think that's right.
Io Shirai.
Io Shirai, yeah.
Ie Shirai.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
Io.
Io.
That's
is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. We could do Chris Farley from the second one. That's easy.
He's in both of them.
Otis Dovovich.
Oh, yeah. Clearly. Definitely. Everything. Every time you go Chris Farley.
You got to give Otis.
Otis.
Yeah. There's not much. Christopher Walken. Oh, that's definitely Vince McMahon. 100%. Yeah. Trying to steal people's women. He's all rich.
Who's the donut shop guy that's played by Ed...
Ed Bundy?
No, it would be Al Bundy. Al Bundy. His real name is Ed O'Neill.
Ed O'Neill. Oh, man, that's rough. Middle-aged, older guy, balding.
In English.
All right, I'm in for it. I like his character. He doesn't do much in the movies, but he's funny. You kill a man in passion.
Kill a man in the heat of war. You're
a hero.
You kill a man in the heat of passion.
You're a murderer. Oh, those movies are good.
How or why did you buy me a gun rack?
But I don't even own a gun.
Or many guns, which necessitates...
Necessitates an entire rack. Why would you buy me a gun rack?
If you're not careful, Wayne, you're going to lose me.
We broke up 6 months ago.
Hello?
Get the net. So stupid, dude.
All right, we watched those movies too much.
Way too much.
But if you wanted to ask which one is better, it's Wayne's World 2.
I agree, actually. And a lot of people don't, but I really like the second one better.
If you book them,
they will come. Jim Morrison, Naked Indian, out in the desert.
If you want to hear a good story about brown M&Ms and Ozzy Osbourne, that's the movie for you.
Yeah. Laverne and Shirley ending? Great.
No.
Is that the first one?
Laverne and Shirley was the TV show.
Oh, no. What's the one where
Selma
they...
and Louise.
Thelma and Louise, yes.
Right. Thelma and Louise.
Thelma and Louise.
Selma is Marge Simpson's sister.
Yes, she is.
Okay, well...
I think we had enough Wayne's World right there.
Yeah, we better move on, because we can go on Wayne's World for a long time. I mean, I don't know how many times just, like, us together have seen that movie. We watched it a bunch over the years.
Yeah.
Okay, so RJ's next question is, what do you want WWE to bring back more? King of the Ring pay-per-view or main roster pay-per-view in the UK once a year?
That is tough, because I liked both of those things. I'm going to lean towards this episode's basic thing is bring back the King of the Ring. And I'm going to lean towards that because I love tournaments, especially an all-in-one-night tournament. Crown a winner, that, then and there, and it's awesome. I don't get why they stopped doing it. People loved it. I mean, you don't have to do the king shtick afterwards like they always did. You don't have to do that. You can if you want, but I think it might take away from it a little bit. Like, wasn't King Barrett the last one?
Yep.
Yeah, and King Booker, and, like, they did the whole shtick, but back in the day, they didn't do that all the time. You know what I mean?
King Mabel,
yeah, he did it. That wasn't very good.
No. King Regal.
Yeah. But they didn't all do it like that.
See, I got a perfect way to solve the problem. You have the King of the Ring every year in the UK, and it would make sense because it's the king. And it's the royal
There you go. I like royal that. Family. Why didn't I not think that?
Bam. It's easy. That's what they should do. Everybody wins. I would be, exactly. Everybody wins. Everybody's happy. You get your King of the Ring. Get your UK pay-per-view every year. And if they did
it every year, people would be pumped about it over there, man.
It would make perfect sense to have the King of the Ring there, too. Like,
you need to call Vince McMahon right now. I can't believe
they've never thought of that
before. Pitch it to him right now, Diesel.
I'm going to. When we get done recording, I got his number on speed dial.
I'm in.
Or at least I know a guy that knows a guy, which is Chad. He has Kevin Sullivan's number, which I'm sure he... knows a way to get a hold of Vince McMahon.
He probably knows somebody.
Even though I know Vince McMahon hates Kevin Sullivan, but yeah, I'm sure we could get his number.
We should try sometime. Get him on the podcast, man.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Oh,
that'd be scary.
That'd
dude.
Be very intimidating.
Me too, man.
Okay, for the final question of the evening, RJ asks, make a two-man commentary booth for Raw, SmackDown, and NXT.
All right. How about Michael Cole and Don Callis for Raw? I think that'd be a really good crew. I don't know how well they would work together, but I think it would be entertaining. For all people, how much people give Michael Cole crap, I actually think he's a good commentator. I just think that they have him on a leash so much to where it's not quite as good as he could be if he just was off the cuff and let him just do what he wanted to do. So with that caveat that they can say whatever they want to say, those two on Raw. I'm going to make a weird one that people aren't going to like. I'm going to do Mauro Ranallo on SmackDown with JBL, just those two, because I really, for how much people like thought that he was the reason he left SmackDown and all that, from what I'm hearing, that's not true. And Mauro's got some problems. I don't know if you've ever seen Bipolar Rock and Roller.
Yeah.
He's got some serious problems. So I don't think it was JBL that made him leave. Maybe it was a small part of it. But those two together were hilarious and put on a great commentary booth. Who else was? Who's the third one? Was
NXT.
It? No, but who was the third one when they were on SmackDown? Was it
Byron?
Was it Byron?
Yeah,
I think it was.
Pretty sure it was Byron.
Yeah, I think so. And he always say, "Shut up, Byron," and I love that.
Well, no, maybe not, because when the original brand split happened, Byron was on Raw because he wore those pajamas on Halloween.
Yeah,
and Corey Graves ripped it off.
Yeah, that was great.
Who was it? Was it Booker? It was Booker T.
Was it Booker T?
No, it was King.
It was King. It's not even that long ago. And he... Yeah, that was King. Okay. No. And then for NXT, I think I'm going to keep... what's his name?
Nigel
McGuinness. And put him with good old JR.
Ooh,
why not?
Classic, though, not current.
No, not current. Back in the day, good old JR. Yeah. No one said they had to be current.
No.
Okay. Sorry for the lack of ladies in there, but I actually do like
Renee Young
quite a bit. She's good.
She's not any of mine either, sorry. But I am actually going to stick with all current WWE announcers.
I almost did that, too. But.
And on Raw, I would have it be Michael Cole and... Did I have with him? Maybe it was Renee Young. Maybe that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Maybe she's in there. So I'll go Michael Cole, Renee Young.
Okay.
SmackDown, I would go Corey Graves and Tom Phillips.
Because
I really like their chemistry together. And you can see all the way back when they're on NXT
they're
together.
Having fun, they're, dude. Yeah.
They're friends in real life.
They make each other laugh a lot on SmackDown.
Yeah, one of the funniest things I've ever seen was on 205 Live when Aria Daivari opened up the box and had like a powder bomb in there, and they came back to commentary, and Tom Phillips goes, "It just went poof," and they just both bust out laughing. It was one of the funniest things ever. And for NXT, I would go Mauro and Nigel together,
yeah.
And then I'd even go as far to go as 205 Live and Main Event, and just have what's his name?
Byron.
Yeah, Byron's one of them, the other guy.
The other NXT like backup announcer.
Yeah, he's also on 205 Live, and he's NXT UK.
Yeah,
something Joseph.
Yeah, Vic Joseph.
Vic Joseph.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Teamwork.
I would have those guys be on 205 Live and
Main Event.
Yeah,
nice.
So you have a team for everything, and like then you have also have brand loyalty, which really hurts the Crown Jewel.
It did.
Whatchamacallit
tournament.
Best in the world.
Corey Graves almost always sides with Raw.
Yes.
It seems like almost every time.
Even when he's on SmackDown.
SmackDown,
I mean,
right.
It makes a little more sense when he's on SmackDown, but when he's with two Raw announcers and SmackDown and Raw like competition,
right.
You need him to be the SmackDown guy because they don't have that out there.
Yeah, they don't.
And Michael Cole was trying really, really hard to get him to like take SmackDown side.
And he wouldn't do
it.
And
then he just goes, "I get two paychecks." Like that was like probably the funniest part
good.
Of the whole
it
show.
Was good, yeah.
And he's explained that he's like, "I know who pays or signs my paychecks," and he's like, "It's the McMahons, two different McMahons in each show." So yeah, that was good stuff. So, okay, well, we're done with all the questions tonight. So we have to thank RJ Revisionist Booking. Follow Revisionist Booking on Twitter at Revisionist Booking, and you can listen to Revisionist Booking on Visionaries Wrestling Network. And for future reference, if you have questions you would like to ask, we always send out a handy-dandy little tweet every week. Then you know that we're asking for questions.
On Mondays, right?
Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, we retweet.
Yep.
And, yeah, you can send your questions on the thread there, or you can send your questions to Chad on Twitter, at ViewFromTopRope. And send them to me on Twitter, at Diesel_VFTR. Send them to JR on Twitter, too. You can say your own.
That's at Jer the Jobber. That's J-E-R the Jobber.
Or to help us out, you can always just use the hashtag VFTRFQ.
You sure can.
And I think that's all I really need to say for Mystery Brainbuster of the Week.
I think that's about it.
I think it's time we close this bad boy down.
Let's do it.
And just like the bar, close her down and
get on with our life, man.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's been a fun week this week. Do you got any final thoughts, Jared?
Hey, man, it was good. Just me and you. Not having to worry about that idiot. And we're just kidding, Chad. We love you, kind of. But, yeah, it was different. A lot different. But it was still fun. Really fun.
Who needs Chad? Man, like I said, his job wasn't that hard.
Look at this. You guys can hear us. Can you not?
Maybe they can't. We don't know yet. I haven't edited this yet.
Hopefully you can.
At the time of recording, we're not 100% sure that we did this right.
Yeah. But you're right.
But I'm sure you're hearing this and you know that we did it right. So Chad's job isn't that hard. So stop giving him all the credit, people.
That's right. No credit necessary for Chad.
And we do like the comfortable confines of Zeus's dojo.
Yes, we do. Hoi.
Hoi. And, I mean, my final thoughts were, hey, Chad, want to take next week off, too? Go right ahead.
Yeah, we don't need you.
We don't need you. Hell, you want to take your whole life off? As long as you let us use Zeus's dojo, you're fired, pal. It's been a really wacky week.
It has been, man.
It always seems to be really wacky when it's just two people.
Yeah, no, it seemed like it went faster than usual. But, I don't know.
It probably went a little bit faster.
Maybe a touch, but I don't know. It just flew by.
But, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it doesn't feel right without having three at the same time.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, I agree.
I mean, I hope everyone enjoyed this week because it's different. I mean, you'll get it again next week like this, but who knows when it'll happen again. So cherish it.
While that's right. They don't happen very often. Yeah.
Especially when you never know when JR is going to show up.
Hey, man, I've been here. Was this three in a row?
Something like that.
It is three in a row.
Something like that. I don't count anymore.
Yeah, I know.
And all that Chad streak broke at 70, and that snap did not count because it was not live.
Nope, so doesn't count.
Chad, your streak is broke, bro.
Finally.
And when you do get back, if I do allow you to come back on this show, I will be on more episodes of View from the Top Rope than you are. So it's officially the Diesel Show.
That's right.
So chew on that fat, Chad. Chew on that fat.
Yeah.
And I really hope that you come back burnt by the sun.
He probably will be. The man burns easily.
He looks like a lobster.
Every time. It's hilarious.
And his hair bleaches. It's so crazy.
It is weird.
He only has to spend like 4 hours on the sun and he looks like a lobster.
It's hilarious, dude.
It is very hilarious. But all seriousness, I hope that you're having a great time.
Oh, yeah.
And you're making home safe.
Yep.
If you hear this before you get back from vacation, I hope you enjoyed it too. Probably didn't because We were pretty much dicks to you tonight.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
You can't defend yourself. It's so much more
fair
fun.
Fair game, man.
It's so much more fun. You know we're going to bag on you. Like, it's a given. And I did warn him before he left.
Oh,
I said, this whole show, you're not going to
be. He should have saw that coming for sure, 100%.
I'm surprised he actually let us do it in Zeus's dojo, knowing that. But, yeah.
Whatever.
So, I don't really have much more to say for this episode. It's been great, so we can get down to all the nitty gritty and final stuff that we get through. So,
what are we gonna do into what are we gonna do this weekend and stuff like that?
Oh yeah, that's your final thoughts.
Yeah, final thoughts. Well, I don't have much going to be honest with you. Packers play the Dolphins at home. Hopefully, we can get a win. They've not been playing well. I know, right? Basically how I feel. Isn't there a Ring of Honor show,
there's
right?
a bunch of War of the World tour this week. I think they have 5 shows overall this week. Just 15 hours of content.
That's a lot, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to get all that in. I probably won't. But, I don't know. I got a couple days of work. My nephew's birthday party. Yeah, besides that, not much. How about you?
This weekend, I don't think I'm doing much of anything. I know next weekend, I mean, there's BCW, ICW, and Survivor Series, and NXT TakeOver. I probably should not go to BCW, because the last time I went to BCW when there was a TakeOver, Frankie spoiled the Adam Cole Ricochet match.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that really not made me not happy. Off, man.
Yeah.
It's not even fair, dude.
No, that's
like,
not
if
fair.
You find out on Twitter, that's your own fault. But yeah. You're at a wrestling show, and they come on and tell you what happens on another wrestling show that you're planning on watching when you get home. That is not fair.
No, I would have been pissed,
too. At least
man.
Say, spoiler alert,
right.
If you don't want to hear this, close your ears.
Yeah.
No, he just said it. Oops. There's go. One.
That's the one. Very end of the show.
Oh man. He's sitting in Chad's chair.
That's how it goes, man.
I don't remember how to do the bleep, so we'll see. We'll see what happens.
That's all right.
I know how to cut it out, but
you'll figure it out, man. You got this.
See, Frankie gets me so angry.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, I'm not doing anything. That's basically what you asked me, right?
Yeah, we're not doing much
this weekend. Yeah. No.
All right.
So, I mean, I guess down to the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, let's
do it.
And
see if I can remember this. I didn't do it last week, so let's see if I can channel it all back.
Let's hear it.
Okay, first off, let's see with Facebook, Tumblr, Instagram, and YouTube. It's View from the Top Rope. You can follow Chad on Twitter at... View from Top Rope. I still can't believe I dropped that bomb. There's still thinking about that. You can follow me on Twitter at Diesel_VFTR. You can follow JR on Twitter at Jer the Jobber. J-E-R the Jobber.
Right.
And, Gmail. Yeah, Gmail. Well, let's go Facebook first.
Let's go Facebook.
That's also View from the Top Rope.
You already said that one.
Did I label it in with the four?
Yeah, you put him in there at the beginning.
Man, heavy is the head that wears the crown,
that's
guys.
Right.
Okay, then we'll just go back to Gmail, which is ofyoufromtoprope@gmail.com. I got all the View from the Top Rope stuff. So, Visionaries Wrestling Network. Two platforms for us this week.
Okay.
So, we got Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Podknife, Podable, SoundCloud, Stitcher. That's all those.
Yep.
You can follow... Oh, I didn't do the Twitter for View from the Top Rope.
Nope.
I did. It was
Chance. No, you did. Chance, you got it.
Well, I'm way off this week. The Twitter for View from Visionaries Wrestling Network is @VizWrestleNet. You can send in your podcast to be reviewed and maybe added to the Visionaries Wrestling Network by using the Gmail account or sending emails to the Gmail account, VisionariesWrestlingNetwork@gmail.com.
Yep.
And there's also a Facebook for Visionaries Wrestling Network. But I think that's all.
Yeah.
I think that's all.
I think you got it, man.
I don't know, but if I didn't, I didn't.
You got it.
If he dies, he dies.
He dies, yeah. Chad is parasailing, I think, this trip. He better not die. I'd be very upset.
He's scuba diving, too.
Oh, no.
Little bastard got all this.
Like, I know, man.
I didn't even give him that much time. I told him last week that
he
needs vacation. And like it's like he already had this planned for months.
Almost like that. I mean, he couldn't have.
No, I mean, there's no way. There's no way. So, as we better just end this.
Let's
I still
wrap
can't
it
believe,
up, man.
Still can't believe I dropped that bomb. Never did it before. Of course, it takes for Chad. Chad really wanted to be here for that, too.
And he missed it.
He really wanted
first
to be here.
First time in 70 episodes, DJ.
71. I can't believe it happened, but it happened. I'll just wrap it up. So... I want to thank all you high flyers for joining us this week at Zeus's Dojo. Hoi.
Hoi.
And we hope that you join us next week on the Visionaries Wrestling Network, where we'll bring the shenanigans and you bring the questions and we'll do our best to answer them, because can't guarantee you anything, because as much as you guys like to listen to us, we're not bright people. Sorry. Sorry to burst your bubbles, but yeah. You guys are listening to stupid people. So, once again, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for listening to us. And, you know, we hope you have a great week.
Yep.
And hope that you ask the best questions next week. Try this week. Not saying you guys don't try, but I am saying that. And, yeah, just I hope you climb high with us. Then hope you enjoyed our view from the top rope.